What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Let's get started. And tonight, questions are already emerging over government's restructuring of public sector debt in the energy sector. Checks by Joy News from the independent power producers pegs the country's indebtedness to independent power producers at some $2.3 billion as at the end of December 2023, a reason for which some of these power producers are already threatening to pull the plugs with an imminent nationwide power crisis facing the country. However, in his State of the Nation address today, President Akufo-Addo is stoking fresh controversy on Dumso and claiming to have saved some $400 million in reconciling debts owed independent power producers. Now, according to the president, government's negotiation team carried out a successful reconciliation exercise with the independent power producers as well as the Electricity Company of Ghana, which now establishes that the independent power producers arrears position was not the $1.6 billion that had been previously reported in the media. Now, for the president, he's simply on target, keeping his vow that never will Ghana be plunged into darkness ever again. Listen.
The Speaker, between 2012 and early 2017, there was nothing more demoralizing than the phenomenon we... It was symptomatic of a dysfunctional system, and it caused widespread depression amongst businesses and households. After that experience, my government was determined that Dumso would not be inflicted upon government, upon Ghana and Ghanaians and an MPP government. Shouts will not wish Dumso away in our history. It will not. After that experience, my government was determined that Dumso would not be inflicted upon Ghana and Ghanaians under an MPP government. And I'm glad to be able to say, so far, so good. We have managed to keep the lights on these last 7 years, even in the midst of a financial crisis. We've managed the energy sector with discipline and expertise, to avoid some of the hardships inflicted on them some years ago. Furthermore, through determined, skillful negotiation, we will reduce considerably the energy sector debt that we need. Indeed, the government negotiating team carried out a successful reconciliation exercise with the IPPs and ECG, which established that the IPP arrears position was not the $1.6 billion that had been previously reported in the media, but was actually $1.2 billion. That is savings of some $400 million.
So that's the president speaking earlier today when he delivered his State of the Nation address. But Joy News and our checks are revealing that the president's representation of the debts owed in the power sector and owed the power producers may have been underestimated and could bring another possibly revolt within the independent power producer sector, as many of them are now threatening the Electricity Company of Ghana on settling these arrears. So what is the status of the debt and how much do we really owe these independent power producers? In fact, there's more reaction also coming through from Parliament with the minority side raising a number of questions. My colleague Kwekwa Asante, Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, is joining me in studio. And also on the telephone lines now is Isaac Ofiejie, Data Analyst with Joy News. And Isaac, let's get to it by starting off with the debts in the power sector. You know, let's start off with the how crucial these independent power producers are and why do they matter to keeping our lights on?
Well, Blessed, IPPs are very big guys in our energy space. In fact, that is the reason why in our IMF program document, the acronym IPPs was mentioned at least 18 times, telling you how crucial that is to, you know, in our energy sector space. In fact, they hold more than 60% of Ghana's current energy sector debt stock. And the IMF believes that a renegotiation with IPPs in terms of their contract is key to the success of Ghana's program. And Blessed, in terms of the power generation, we know IPPs hold more than 75% of Ghana's installed electricity capacity. And they also hold more than 83% of the current dependable capacity. So that's how crucial IPPs are in the energy sector space. They are very big guys, and you cannot easily write them off.
I see. So let's get to the controversy now. $1.2 billion debt. Is that at variance with the quotations that we're getting from the independent power producers, and why?
Well, so the president speaks of a renegotiation, a restructuring, reconciliation. In fact, we do not know when this reconciliation was done. But what we do know is that we've been following updates being given by the IPPs, which we started somewhere exactly a year ago, March 2023, where the IPPs first gave us an indication of their debt stock. They quoted a figure of $1.4 billion in March 2023. By June 2023, they had revised this figure to $1.63 billion. Adding more than, $120 million to it. By August, there was another revision. IPPs were quoting $2.3 billion, U.S. dollars. And by the end of 2023, December 2023, they were quoting a figure around $2.35 billion.
Fact,
and so if you compare this to what the president quoted, $1.2 billion, as against the $2.35 billion that the IPPs were still referring to in December 2020. We are talking about a difference of more than $1 billion. And in fact, if you look at the restructuring process, for instance, the IPPs were very categorical. They told government they were not ready to sit down at the negotiation table for restructuring. And so you had the current finance minister, Amin Adams, very categorical that IPPs must accept a haircut. They were very categorical that they were not going to do that. So the strategy that we've been studying, and we know government's use was what we call the divide and rule strategy, where government decided to now speak to the big guys in the IPP space by sorting them out in order to break their front. So we know a company like Sonnen Asogli, somewhere 4th December 2023,
right,
just about 2 or 3 months ago, threatened to shut down. 3 days later, we had updates from ECG that about 50% of the debt that was owed Sonnen Asogli was paid, leaving about 30%
And this is what we need to add to this. To be fair, that's Sonnen Asogli, but the president mentions categorically about five different IPPs in his State of the Nation address today. He talks about AXA, Amandi, we have SENPAR, Senate, and also Early Power. Talks about the fact that they are finalizing the remaining issues or outstanding debts in the area. Looking at what's happening now, if we take out these five, would you say that there are still some outstanding IPPs that if they pull the plugs now, the country may face a nationwide shutdown?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, if you look at Sonnen Asogli, for instance, they hold more than 500 megawatts in terms of the generation capacity, and other IPPs that you mentioned also have significant contribution. But we are talking about a group that holds more than 75% of our installed electricity capacity and more than 83% of our dependable capacity. So it tells you that even if we decide to go with the selected few, and the rest decide to, form a group, become formidable, and decide to pull out, we'll still have some sort of crisis to do with.
Grateful for your time, Isaac Kofiejie, data analyst here at Joy News, giving us the breakdown, and now the president giving a variance of about $1 billion US dollars now, which we owe the IPPs. What went into these negotiations? We'll bring you up to speed shortly as we're being joined by Andrea Japomesa, Deputy Minister responsible for energy. But earlier today, former Power Minister Dr. Kwabena Adonko challenged the claims of the president and then accused the president of lack of candor. For him and the NDC minority in Parliament, there is indeed a challenge in the power sector. Listen.
The government can lay claim that it has not been load shedding, which is not accurate. Indeed, 2 days ago, we were shedding 600 megawatts at peak. We have consistently shed load in the last month. Almost every week, we shed load. In fact, our exports to Cote d'Ivoire, export to Burkina Faso, export to Togo, Benin, have been cut because we are not able to generate enough. And every Ghanaian will testify that he or she has experienced outages consistently over the last month.
That's the claim of the minority side of the House. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwikwe Asante is joining us now. And this forms part of the collective position the minority has on, the crisis we're facing in the energy sector.
Yes.
We'll get government's response shortly. But this has been escalated to the leadership level of the minority side of the House.
Yes. Emmanuel Lamakufibua, who is also a deputy, a former minister for energy, has actually been criticizing the president. He repeats sort of the claims that are made by Dr. Kwabena Adonko. He takes on what he says is the lack of candor of the president, and that indeed some of the things that the NPP had said about the energy sector, the take-or-pay contracts and other things that the NDC under John Mahama had signed on, were just lies, and that the president in his latest State of the Nation address is actually now admitting to the truth.
This president knows that the record of the NDC and John Mahama when it comes to the energy sector is unmatched. And let me tell you, after we had addressed the issue of Dumso by adding over 1,000 megawatts, by addressing and bringing Ghana to the gas era, by addressing the issue of debts in the energy sector, this is what the MPP did by thanking us. They said, oh, we have signed too much PPA. We have done take or pay. Well, today he talked about AXA.
Yeah. And if you're listening to us, this is Top Story in Joy 99.7 FM and affiliates across the country. You could also share your experiences with us, as the minority is claiming now, indicating that the power crisis persists and there's a challenge in the sector. Now there is a variance of the figures that the president is putting out. Let me bring in Deputy Minister responsible for energy, Andrea Japan-Mesa, who's joining us on Top Story tonight, and also former power minister, Dr. Kwabena Donkor, who's also on the telephone lines with us. Thank you, gentlemen, both for joining us here on Top Story. I want to start off with you, Mr. Japan-Mesa. When the president talks about, you know, reconciliation of the energy sector debt, exactly what does the president mean when he says he's saved over 400 million United States dollars in the sector?
Let me say good evening to your cherished to my very senior colleague, Honorable Kwabena Donkor. Indeed, I've been part of the government negotiation team for the better part of July through to date. Okay, as I've been privy to all the discussions that we've had with the individual independent power producers that the government of Ghana through ECG has signed power purchase agreements with. Okay, so for example, if your presenter or your I don't know, the journalist from your outfit who gave the analysis earlier uses words like divide and rule, I fail to appreciate what it means by that, because the government of Ghana has not signed any agreement with the IPP chamber. The government of Ghana has signed agreements with individual companies at various times. And so whatever negotiations that we've sought to have was with these individual companies that we've been dealing with.
Collectively, and just to, sorry for cutting
with
through.
Collectively, yes. Mm-hmm. But if you say that government has adopted a divide and rule approach, was it this expectation that the government of Ghana was going to negotiate with the chamber?
The chamber is a recognized body.
They are an advocacy body. I don't have an issue, and they speak for their members. But the government of Ghana signed agreements with each individual company, different terms, different circumstances, different rates, and all that. Okay, and so we have had negotiations and concluded with the companies that the president listed. Senate, AXA, Centaur, Amandi. Okay. The only ones that are outstanding for which we haven't concluded is Car Power and Sonona Sogli.
And that's
part of the list that the president indicated we are concluding.
I get that clearly.
For your presenter to suggest some lack of candor.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I had Honorable Kwabena Donkor also make reference to that. It's very unfortunate. Okay, as media people, my expectation is that you speak to the facts and not introduce conjecture.
Okay, let's get to it then.
Help the discourse in
any way. Yeah, so let's get to it then. Do you have a standing agreement? Do you have a standing agreement with Sonona Sogli?
I'll deal with all the issues.
Yeah, but for the sake of time, just to take you on that point, do you have a standing agreement with Sonona Sogli, sir?
I didn't mention Sonona Sogli.
Yes, but we, as a country, we have a standing agreement with them. You agree?
Yes, we do have an agreement.
The president does not talk about them, does not reflect them.
Because
in that
we have
collective
not concluded the renegotiation with them.
So the president could be accused of not showing candor, isn't it?
How so? Did he mention Sonona Sogli as part of the list?
You check. I have the document here.
If you're asked, I get the point. Please. If you're asked the question that what's collectively Ghana's, you know, outstanding arrears, the independent power producers, would you include Sona Asogli or not?
Of course, I will include Sona Asogli.
So you agree the president has not been candid to the people?
How so? I'm saying to you that between July, when we agreed that we're going to have a cutoff point, okay, where the debt that had accumulated up to that point, we're going to negotiate some payment structure with each of the IPPs. That process has continued. And in fact, from that point, we agreed with all of them that ECG was going to make six payments of their invoices that they issued. So as far as I'm concerned, from July 2023 to December, there's been no accrual. Right? The figure that we're dealing with was the outstanding obligation as of July. And that is the figure that some reconciliation was done between the ECG and the individual IPPs. And it was realized that there was some tax components and also some fuel components that were included in the invoices that needed to be backed out. And so that was done, reducing the figure to the 1.2 billion that effectively the president made reference to. As of today, I'm told that even the figure is even lower because payments have been made. So if you accuse the president of lack of conduct when he did not include Sonam Asogli and Car Power as part of the companies that we reached agreement with, what does it mean?
But you still have outstanding details with them.
But of course, yes, we have outstanding. There's no doubt at all that we have an outstanding obligation with IPP. And I'm saying that as of last week, when I knew we had some engagement with Car Power Ship, okay, the outstanding amount that was due is the figure that exactly the president put out.
Okay, there's a fear now that we may be plunged once more into that. The president has indeed stated in his address that for the past 7 years he has kept his vow of keeping the lights on. Do we know what happens a day after? Now that, of course, there's the debt staring us in the face.
You see, isn't it surprising to you that the people who claim to have resolved Dumso are now saying that there's Dumso? So what did they resolve? Look, the energy crisis that we had during the era of Mr. Mahama was purely financial. It had nothing to do with generation. And I speak to facts. Okay? Yes, their solution was to add more generation. And the fact is that over the past 7 years, we paid excess capacity payments in excess of 6 billion. This is a matter of fact. Of course, the excess capacity is not static because your demand is growing. So year on year, as your demand grows, the excess that you have reduces to the point where we have to begin to have plans of adding capacity sometime in 2027. So what's the issue?
Yes,
we had some issue with gas, reverse flow gas from the west to the east. Recall that because we have excess gas in Takoradi,
right,
we went into an arrangement with West African Pipeline Company to move that excess gas from the west to the east through the reverse flow mechanism. In January, thereabouts, we owed them some money. And that became a sticking point, which then led to the pulling out their service.
Right. So I want us
that
to...
That was resolved.
Yeah, I want us to bring in Dr. Corbin Adonko, who's on the telephone lines now. Doc, and you've been listening to the argument from Andrea Japamesa. He points out that indeed the president has... been transparent as much as possible on this debt crisis. Dr. Adonko, I hope you're still with us, sir.
Yes, I'm with you.
I'm just pointing out that Andrea Japamesa has now been, clearing the air.
I followed, but I want to start my submission. By correcting
I want to start my submission by correcting what your presenter put out there as to about the capacities of the IPPs. It is not factual that 70 or 80% of the installed capacity in the power sector is held by IPPs. That is not factual.
He was referring to 60%.
Yes, that is still not factual. The factual thing is that between VRE, We Power, and Senate, they have 2,580 megawatts. VRE has, Akosombo is 1,020. GUI has 400. Kong has 160. TAPCO, wholly owned by VRE, has 330. KTPP has 220. Senate TT1PP has 220. Ameri has 250. So I just want to put that on record. As important as the IPPs are, they do not have half of the installed capacity. I just thought we should clear that even as we move forward. In terms of load shedding and in terms of what Ajapa Mesa said, I'm afraid he's not right. We had a generation challenge as well as a financial challenge. The energy sector has always had a financial challenge. When you are under recovering costs, you have a financial challenge. It was so yesterday, it is more so today, especially with the deterioration of the macro economy and its impact on the exchange regime. Therefore, we had a generational challenge. That generational challenge we have fixed. We went further for the first time to work on domestic gas to the extent that we now have domestic gas. Remember, before 2015, we were wholly dependent on Nigeria for the supply of gas. Today, the bulk of gas consumed by our power plants are from domestic sources, thanks to the work done by President Mills and President Mahama. And therefore, the dynamics in the energy sector are not always the same. Currently, the challenge we have had in recent months, and every Ghanaian will attest that in recent times, there have been outages. Those challenges have been more of fuel and not of generation. Fuel to feed the power plants. The deputy minister is talking about the reverse flow. The reverse flow was work done by the NDC under the leadership of President Mahama and Honorable Kofi Amaboa. We signed the reverse flow with West Africa Gas Pipeline. So the energy sector, what we must remember is that the sector is not static.
Right.
The sector is dynamic. And so new challenges come up. And when new challenges come up,
right,
it is the responsibility of the government of the day to fix the challenges.
I see.
So when you constantly refer to the past does not cover or does not make up for the challenges of today.
Doctor,
today the challenges of today are largely finance, right, and fuel.
I'm grateful for your intervention, Dr. Kwabena Donko. We need to wrap up, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. Andrew Ejapa Mesa, 30 seconds for you. Any brief remarks before?
It's surprising that my good friend mentions gas investments that were done by Mills Mahama, forgetting that this gas was as a result of the oil that was discovered by President Kufuor, which they described as a jungle in Parliament.
Well,
indeed, and in fact, the Atuabo gas facility was part of the Greater Jubilee Plan of Development.
Right.
So sometimes I wonder. But look, to the point about energy.
Very
and
quickly, we need to go.
And finance. It's largely true, but the fact of the matter is that in 2012. We had excess capacity of 174 megawatts. 2013, 542.
We need to go.
Excess. 2014, 597. 2015, 1,404. So their inability to supply
electricity, the people of Ghana during that period can never be generated.
And I'm grateful for your time, gentlemen. We've run out of time. Dr. Kwabena Adonko, thank you, former Power Minister, joining us. And also to you, Andrea Japamesa, for your time here on Top Story. Newsnight is next.